Parikrama around Gopeshwar.
What about Parikrama around Gopeshwar? But what about it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
How we go around Gopeshwar?
Well, I was always told that you go counterclockwise, but you don't cross where the water, Abhishek water, comes out, because the water coming from Lord Shiva is Ganga, so you don't walk over, step over Ganga. But since one is supposed to do parikrama around Lord Shiva twice, then it seems that the system is you start from where the Abhishek water comes out, you go clockwise to the other side, you don't step over, and then you go counterclockwise back to the other way. I'm sure there's a lot of experts who can correct me if I've said it wrong. Other things?
Mm-hmm. Appearance day of Lord Chaitanya and Nishinga Dev and Lord Ramachandra and Krishna and Jamastami, when we cook all day for the deities, the last offering is always without grain and rye.
Because on the appearance day, a baby is not given grains when they're born. And so we're respecting or following that tradition, and then we do the same ourselves in terms of fast, or breaking fast. It's Anukalpa, like on Janmashtami, midnight arti, or the offering is a grain-free offering, and then the devotees also have a grain-free breakfast, or they can actually continue straight through until the next day without eating at all. That's also acceptable. So Vishnu Tattva, particularly those four, Ramnavi, Nishinga, Chaturdasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, then at the time of the appearance, then grainless things and breakfast or devotee's feast is also without grains.
My question is, during the winter we used to use warm the lotus feet of Radish and Gurantarajanko.
Water bottles,
And the question is, what time, during which period we use these things?
Yeah, just a little background for those who don't know what we're talking about, because Radishamasundar's altar isn't heated, which would be the ideal way for keeping deities warm. They have two stoves in the deity room that keeps the air warm, but still, because they're made of marble, so the tendency is generally, even Srila Prabhupada, is that the stone is about 5 degrees colder than the surrounding air. So to make it warm, we make hot water bottles at night, or even during the day, and we put them particularly between Srimati Radharani's legs, because you can't see that at all, and also Shamsundar's feet during the day we put also, in a way that it's sort of not so visible. If he has a long dhoti, then it's not visible. And then at night as well. So that, it really makes a lot of difference. Pujaris want to experiment with that. The bodies, you do that, and you keep doing it during the winter months, and their bodies are significantly warmer than they would be otherwise. So I guess the best time would be to keep in pace with when we stop and start using the peacock fan. Although, if there's some real cold spell comes, once we start using it, then you can just measure subjectively what's when it's needed. But at least those could be sort of the official times that you start and stop. Anything else?
Tulsi babies.
Yeah, when we rebuild, we're just in the process of planning and designing to rebuild the temple, add on to it, renovate it, cover the two courtyards, make that into a whole covered area for those who've been here, know about that, and add on again about the same size on the other side of the temple room as the courtyard size, which would mean that we would make a different Tulsi greenhouse. And the Tulsi greenhouse we have right now is, it's very large, very expensive to heat, gets excessively hot during the summer, 60 degrees, even with open windows and green net covering on the inside, anything for fans. And that really inhibits the proper growth of Tulsi Devi. And then in the winter, it's cold to heat. If anything happens with the heating, even just for a little while, then we tend to lose a lot of Tulsis. So it's not the ideal greenhouse. And we usually have, you say 200? 200. And they say it takes 150 Tulsis to provide all the leaves and manjaris for puja offerings, abhishekas. I think that if we have a really optimum, and anyway we will, when we rebuild the temple, then we'll make a much smaller greenhouse that's much easier to heat and has much more controlled circumstances, environment, having taken care of Tulsi myself for years, if you got really, really healthy, sturdy, bushy plants, large Tulsi trees, 50 will easily do more than whatever we need. It just needs to be better. This is not the right thing. Hare Krishna. That's it for today on questions on Tulsi and deity worship here in Ubajadam. Hare Krishna.